Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with the news that you need to know. Is America in trouble? That's the headline. Brandon House comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Brandon, I was alerted by you, and I've seen the Cyber Symposium put on by the owner and founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Brandon was there. He's very involved with Mike. And it was all about a conference that was put together to really to reunite Americans and to help prepare people to do battle against really an insurrection that's coming in. America's in trouble. What can we do as Christians?
So one of the biggest things is to get our pastors to start speaking out and realize this is not political. Mm-hmm. Again, I just quoted that the Democrats and Republicans, the polls are rising, that think this is a problem. And so it's not Republican or Democrat. This is about America and Americans. So let your pastors know this is not political. But if you lose the right to vote for the candidate you want, they're going to continue to put in people that will put in hate crime legislation that will shackle your pulpit, destroy Christian radio, and continue to use health crises to shut down our churches, tell us when we can and cannot meet. We're now moving toward vaccine passports in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles. It's not the mark of the beast. It's certainly laying the foundation.
Exactly.
You know, we're seeing with your dad, COVID is serious. No one's saying it's not. But we cannot let a health crisis roll us into tyranny. And they want to shut down free radio, First Amendment rights of religion and free speech. And pastors better speak up, because we lose our economic freedom, we're going to lose our political freedom, and then you can better believe we're going to lose our religious freedom.
Brandon House, and is America in trouble? We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. America is a great nation. America was a great nation. But if America continues to go down that slippery slope of moral decay, it might not even be around in the next 4 years. You know, the most asked question of Bible prophecy is the United States in Bible prophecy. Well, the only place that we find the United States in Bible prophecy is in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14 and verse 2. Zechariah 14 relays the important message of when Jesus Christ touches back down on the earth. If you remember the scenario for the end times, it starts off with the rapture of the church. That's the next event on God's calendar. Then there will be a seven-year period of tribulation, started by the confirmation of a peace treaty by the Antichrist. At the end of the seven-year period of time, Jesus Christ will return to the Mount of Olives. That's Zechariah chapter 14. He will also build the temple then, and then he will go to the Jezreel Valley. The Antichrist gathers all the nations of the world to the city of Jerusalem. With the rapture of the church, maybe it's the absence of a large number of the population being the body of Christ as they're taken up into heaven. Maybe that causes the implosion of the United States and it won't be around in Bible prophecy. Or perhaps before the rapture of the church. Maybe it's the absence of the body of Christ in doing anything in its work for God. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...